Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
As usual, of course, my wife was sleeping when I left early this morning. Marianne, what was the big box that came in the mail? Did you order more small bottles of tequila for your Zoom cocktail hours?
No, I have not even discovered small bottles of tequila yet.
You will.
I didn't know they made them.
You will.
But that's something to look into. No, but you know what did arrive is my hair color. And I really had to order a lot because I wanted to get free shipping. So I got like three boxes of hair color instead of like, you know, just the one that I really feel like I needed.
Yes, I have heard that this is a problem affecting many women right now.
Yes, it is. And there's this one company, I'm sure you've never heard of this, but it's called Madison Reed. They do a lot of marketing, and a lot of people have heard of them. And their sales kits for at-home hair coloring have gone up 750% in the last few weeks. And all the cover-up companies, too, there's another one called Wow. I use that also. The root cover-up product also sails through the roof. It's really crazy. And did you know that I color my hair, Bob?
I've noticed lately you disappearing into the bathroom and with various bottles of chemicals.
Yeah. And by the way, I am not the only one, but I'm not as brave as some of the celebrities like Sarah Silverman and Kelly Ripa and Kevin Hart and a bunch of others who've been posting pictures of their gray growing out on Instagram. And if anybody wants to see that, it's posted on WGNradio.com under your show. And you can see the pictures of all these celebrities just letting their roots grow out. I don't know how long that's going to last. But I did a lot of research. Pardon me?
Yeah, true confessions, huh?
That's right. So I did a lot of research, and I have found out things that you can do in order to, you know, fix your hair problem if you color your hair. First of all, you can update your products. So like a lot of the problem with colored hair is that it fades and it turns really brassy. So if you start using products that add shine to your hair, that can help it a little bit. It's not a ton, but it'll help it a little bit. And there are also hair masks that you can use. You can just get them at Target. I think they're like $6.99, and they treat your hair if it's dull, especially if you have highlights in your hair. So another suggestion, this one came from Martha Stewart, is to replace your shower head. Can you believe this?
Why would you do that? What does that have to do with anything?
Because if you have a shower head that has a water filter, it's going to prevent brassy hair because of all the minerals and heavy metals that, you know, are usually in water that ruin your hair. So this is just to extend your hair color. And then also cut back on shampooing. You know, like the less that you shampoo your hair, the longer your color will last. And then, of course, there's the touch-up with, you know, products like I just mentioned, the Madison Reed or Wow. I use both of those. Some people just use eyeshadow or eyebrow color. And I use Wow, Madison Reed for the powder. And then there's another product called Style Edit Root Concealer. And it's kind of like a crayon that dries into a powder. And all those three products I can vouch for, they're great. But after a while, you might need permanent color because it's, I mean, like after you have an inch worth of growth or, you know, more, I mean, it's really hard to maintain your roots unless you're just going to go natural. And so the advice for that is that if you can, reach out to your colorist and find out what they're doing, like what you should do to, you know, for your hair, what product you should use. A lot of salons are actually supplying people with their own little concoction and having them pick them up curbside. And if you do that, you know, you should really like pay your colorist and tip well because they're not making any money right now.
You have to go through a lot of trouble here, don't you?
Yeah.
A lot of work.
Okay, so, all right, I'm going to run through a really quick list of if you do have to use permanent color, here's what to do. All right, stick with one shade that is your own hair color. So even if you have a lot of different shades in your hair, just use one, okay? And then go lighter rather than darker. So just a little bit, just to experiment to make sure that it doesn't, because if not, if you go super dark, it's going to look like you colored your hair. All right, wear something old that you can button, you can unbutton and take off, you know, so that, you know, you don't make a mess on your clothing. Mix well, mix your products super, super well so you don't get blotches. Also create a barrier system, like use Vaseline around your hairline and do only your roots. And then of course, rinse it really, really well. You know, those are just tips that I've learned. I've been doing it. I've done it twice already, and I'm super happy with the results.
Yeah, if that doesn't work, you can just call Dave Annett. Did you see his Facebook post? He colored his wife's hair, and I told him he set a bad precedent for the rest of us married guys.
How did it go for him?
I think it went well. I haven't heard any complaints from the missus. All right. Thanks, Marianne. I'm sure many women are taking notes.
And men, too.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.